you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Monday, December 5th. I'm Suzanne Quatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's what's happening. Robert Luna begins his term as Los Angeles County Sheriff at noon today. His victory over Alex Villanueva was only the second time in almost a century that an incumbent lost a re-election bid in that office. During the swearing-in ceremony, he said his department would be guided by the key principles of integrity, accountability, and collaboration.
We need less polarization and more partnerships, and that's the direction we're going to be going. The best way to reduce crime is to work with our community, not against them.
Luna formerly served as chief of the Long Beach Police Department. 3 years ago, the city of Los Angeles began enforcing a new law aimed at regulating short-term rentals listed on websites such as Airbnb. But a new study suggests enforcement has been weak and lawbreaking is becoming more common. KPCC housing reporter David Wagner has more.
The McGill University study found that 45% of recent listings on Airbnb and Vrbo appeared to be violating LA's home sharing ordinance. The law requires hosts to register with the city and display license numbers in their listings. But McGill urban planning professor David Walksmith found that many ads were using invalid or expired licenses, and others were being booked more than the law allows.
Los Angeles is one of a number of cities that has rules which on paper look very good. But what I've found in practice when I kind of dig into the data is LA's rules are not being enforced effectively.
Representatives for Airbnb and Vrbo took issue with the study's conclusions and said they've taken steps to ensure hosts comply with local law. Councilmember Bob Blumenfield said he plans to ask various city departments to investigate. Covering housing, I'm David Wagner.
Holiday shoppers, beware. Scammers are out there looking for ways to separate you from your money. Social worker Miles McNeely says a common one is the email or phone call supposedly from a merchant or shipper that references a package you sent.
There is a problem with your package. It's supposed to be delivered. You need to call us to fix the issue. And then once we make that phone call, we're going to be asked to send money, oftentimes by a gift card, through Bitcoin or cryptocurrency, or by a bank wire in order to resolve the issue.
Those payment methods alone indicate it's likely a scam. McNeely directs an elder abuse response team affiliated with the Santa Monica nonprofit Wise and Healthy Aging. He says that while young people are more likely to be scammed, older people tend to lose larger sums to these criminals. The college football playoff is expanding to a 12-team format in 2024 from its current 4-team configuration. That means there will be 6 championship bowl games instead of 3, and the Rose Bowl will be one of them, along with other familiar events such as the Fiesta Bowl, the Orange Bowl, and the Sugar Bowl. Antonio Morales reports on USC for The Athletic and says with the playoff now expanded, the season will stretch out later into January.
I think that kind of puts the Rose Bowl into a box there in terms of which games you could actually host. So maybe if you see a Rose Bowl, you'll see USC versus maybe a Pac-12 school or an SEC school or something in a quarterfinal. You never know.
The city of Pasadena holds a master license agreement that says the Rose Bowl game must be played on either January 1st or 2nd. Morales says that basically forces the Rose Bowl to a quarterfinal championship game, most likely. Black Panther Wakanda Forever remained number one at the box office for its 4th weekend in theaters. It raked in an extra $17 million, beating out the action comedy Violent Night, which brought in $13 million during its opening weekend. Walt Disney's latest animated film, Strange World, came in third, bringing in close to $5 million. A local production of A Christmas Carol has been adapted for audiences with sensory sensitivities. KPCC's Julia Paskin tells you about it.
People of all ages with various conditions can have adverse responses to different stimuli, such as loud sounds and bright lights. That means for some people with PTSD, autism spectrum disorder, ADHD, and Alzheimer's disease can have a hard time enjoying a theatrical experience like A Christmas Carol. Alicia Green with A Noise Within in Pasadena says the nonprofit theater is performing a sensory-friendly version of the holiday classic, including making the space a no-hush zone.
We invite families to come and be as they are and not have to worry if their family member is vocalizing or if they need to get up. We reduce our sound levels. We reduce our stage lighting. We create a quiet area so that they can go and relax.
Rujita Wilson, a neurologist at the UCLA Center for Autism Research and Treatment, says families report that inclusive activities benefit the whole family.
Not just how much fun it was for their autistic child, for example, and how much they took from it, but really the positive impact it had on the other siblings and the family, because they got to share experiences that they very commonly have with their friends, with their sibling.
The sensory-friendly version of A Christmas Carol is at A Noise Within for one show only, Saturday, December 11th at 11 a.m. I'm Julia Paskin.
In the forecast, afternoon skies will be partly cloudy with highs for the most part in the lower 60s. Tomorrow may bring more rain, then it'll dry out on Wednesday. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley, inviting you to read more news at laist.com and listen live anytime at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.